In this episode, let's talk about why your videos need to be personal and relevant.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. Look, there's a real power of relevant customer journeys. And your videos also need to be hyper-relevant. Past episodes, I spent a lot of time on relevant customer journeys. But in the old world, product-centric was the way that marketing operated. And the traditional business model, where marketers shared their services, it was based on one type of customer and a one-size-fits-all marketing approach. But what we discovered is it was a very low conversion rate because it wasn't resonating with people. People weren't feeling like this product actually served their specific industry or their pain point or frustration. So this was like a sea change moment in the world when marketers looked at their ad dollars and they were like, there's something going wrong here. Smart marketers started asking questions. Bad marketers started saying stuff like, oh, this marketing stuff doesn't work. But the more relevant the page and the video are, the better the results are going to be. So there's a real power to relevant customer journeys because customer-centric is an approach that focuses on creating a positive and relevant experience for the customer. And this customer journey or the customer video, if you could address an individual persona's needs and concerns directly, boom, now you've got something that's legit. Which brings me to the riches are in the niches, okay? If you can be, remember, we're talking about being personal and relevant. If you can be personal and relevant, which is one of the three lessons for Netflix. If you haven't heard of that episode, check it out. It's important for your business. It's actually vital. But one of them is personal and relevant, and the riches are in the niches. Or like my 25-year-old sister, who my parents adopted from with my brother from Haiti years ago, maybe, I don't know, it's a long time ago. As she would say, the riches are in the niches, my bitches. All right. So this brings me to context. And one of my favorite quotes is a Gary Vaynerchuk quote from about context. And he says, if content is king, then context is God. Now think about it. I just told you personalized and relevant, which means you have to have the context right. The context is the story that's going on inside of your prospect's head when they come onto the page or they watch the video. If content is king, then getting the right context in that content is God. Now, the more relevant that your page is and your videos are to your target customer, the better your sales results are going to be. So how do you make information relevant to your target customer? Well, first, you've got to recognize that your target customers, your different personas, each persona is on their own unique journey, and you got to start breaking down that journey. What are their needs, their pain, and their frustrations for each one of those personas? What do they struggle with? What's going through their mind when they come onto the page or they watch this video? And if the video lives on this page, you got to align those two. So they're married up, okay? I look at each persona as being not only on their own unique journey, but I look at them being aliens from different universes. Seriously, talk about a conspiracy theory. Because if I understand that they're from different universes and they are on their own unique journey, then they speak their own language. Because I want to get the language right. If I can get the language right in the video and on the page for these different aliens, then I can speak to them intimately and they're like, yo, dude, this guy understands us. And then I've got their attention and now I'm hyper relevant and I'm pulling them right through the material. All right, so now you understand the power of stories because I've shared that in a past episode. If you haven't got there, make sure you go and listen to the episode about stories. Relevance and emotion are vital. Video length is important, but you're probably wondering how you can sell by simply telling stories. So let's talk about how you achieve your goals by entering your customer story. The goal is not telling stories, yo. The goal is entering the story that's already playing out inside of your customer's head. The story your customers are already telling themselves. If you can identify what that story is, oh, Todd, how do I do that? Well, it's simple. Get to know them, interview them, research, do research on your customers, and start mapping out the story that's going on their head, on in their head, playing on auto repeat before they meet you, before they identify your solution and align massively with that at the beginning. Remember, they each live in their own universe. One size doesn't fit all anymore if you want to get a high conversion rate. And we make sense of the world by constructing narratives with ourselves as the hero. Now, fortunately, almost every story and everyone has the same basic type of story. It's like once upon a time, your customer had a mission, encountered obstacles along the way, and met their lovable mentor. Dun, dun, dun. And they overcame adversity and returned to their life transformed. You know, everything, Star Wars, you name it, fills out this hero's journey. And your solution, your company is not the hero. Don't steal that light from your prospect. Your company is just, and your product or your service or your solution is just the lovable mentor. So think about it this way. Your prospect is the hero. Let me do the story again. And your company, your service, your solution is the lovable mentor. You are Obi-Wan Kenobi. And who's Luke Skywalker? Your prospect, your persona. Here we go. Once upon a time, your customer had a mission. They encountered obstacles along the way and they struggled until they met their lovable mentor. They overcame adversity then and returned to their life transformed. Flesh that stuff out. I almost dropped the S word. And, you know, spread that thing out into a story and you've got a really good power, because when you uncover your customer's story, you can move them through the logical thought sequences they need to learn and go through about your product or service. And when you get that dialed in, bam, your business is on friggin' fire. But remember, the riches are in the niches, my bitches. Remember, the power of being relevant in customer journeys or in video aligns with the story that's already playing out in their head. And the more relevant the page and the video that lives on the page, the better your results are going to be. And you, my friend, once you do that for each persona, you'll be personalized and relevant, and you'll have one of the three main points that makes binge watching on Netflix so irresistible. I will continue to do my job, bring you the latest information on how you can take your business to the next level. And if you want the tool, get access to how Wirebuzz increased our profitability 7x in like a 3-4 month period, transformed my bank account. If you want to get a hold of that tool that our controller created for us, well, you should know that you've got to email me at a private email address called profit@wirebuzz.com. Use that email address, profit@wirebuzz.com. Hit me up, tell your anybody you know in the industry, video marketing, marketing, digital marketing, web design, graphic design, any of your freelancing for your companies, blah, blah, blah. You put in your profit margin that you want, even if it's crazy. You want, like, I want a 50% margin. It'll spit out once you put in everybody's hours and their travel time and the depreciation on your overhead, or you're going to farm it out to somebody, a freelancer, but you still need to get the right margin. Boom. This machine will spit it out, but I've got to create it because it's only for internal use right now. So if you want it, you want a 7X your profitability, reach out to me, profit@wirebuzz.com, and I will get you access to this tool. But tell your friends, because I need to have a lot of people in there. And if there aren't a lot of people, I'm just not going to build it. Cool? All right. Thank you so much for your time. And I will look forward to the next episode where I drop another friggin' knowledge bomb on you. Boom!